Hi, folks. Welcome to A Different Direction. We cover stories of the strange, document the weird, stuff like that. I'm Dave.
I'm Diana.
And today, we're talking about... The episode we're talking about is a bit of a weird one to explain. So
they're all weird ones.
Well, sure.
Okay, so this is episode 10. No? Kinda? Okay, we were supposed to watch episode 10.
Yes.
And there was some confusion about what order the episodes were in. And we thought we picked correctly.
Yep.
And because... Didn't. Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah.
We kind of found out later in the episode because there's a thing.
There is a specific moment in this episode that is a
callback.
Not just a callback, I believe probably a full-on spoiler for the actual episode 10. So if you are watching along and you don't want episode 10 to be spoiled, then the episode you want is for episode 10 is Sunrise at Sunset Streams, which some things will show as episode 12, but that is absolutely... That episode will be spoiled for you if you watch Live Fast, Die Young, which is what we watched.
You think it's a spoiler?
I absolutely believe that it's a spoiler.
Okay.
So, if you care about it being spoiled, Live Fast, Die Young, the episode we're doing right now, will spoil that one.
But... Why, but this is actually, are we watching in the way that they actually aired it on TV?
Yes. So this appears to be the actual order in which it was aired. Everything seems to agree that this episode aired on June 1st, and the Sunrise, whatever, title aired on June 15th, which is why it's listed as episode 12.
Mm-hmm.
But some... sites listed as episode 10, even though those same sites say it aired 2 weeks after Live Fast, Die Young.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not entirely sure what happened with this, but it seems like it aired in a different order than it was intended, and that airing would have actually spoiled the episode that was going to come out the next to the last episode that came out, is what it seems like.
Well, not to mention that this was after a very long hiatus in the show.
Yes.
So how long? Like 6 months?
It was like 6 months, and they came back to do 4 episodes and then aired them seemingly out of order.
Cool.
Yeah. Go Fox. Lots of respect for this show. They brought back because of a petition for like to bring it back and let them like finish out the season. And they were just like, I don't know, put it in whatever order. Nobody cares, is what it seems like.
Wow. Mistakes happen. It's not about caring. Mistakes happen.
I mean, I'm not saying the people who made the show didn't care.
No, I know.
I'm saying... It seems to me like someone along the way...
I don't know, just where do we... I don't want to, like, make a, like, judgment call based on just, like, no information. Dave, I'm not spreading this conspiracy theory out there.
I'm just saying someone had to have made a careless mistake at some point for this to go this way.
Yeah. What happened if it was just a mislabeling on the thing?
Maybe it was just a mislabeling on the thing, but even that seems like a careless mistake. Regardless, we're talking about Live Fast, Die Young. That's episode 10 of our podcast. So that's what we're talking about today. If you are listening and you want to write to us, you can reach us at on Twitter at diffdirectionpod or email us at differentdirection@tgifrk.com. Before we actually jump into the episode, I want to give my info about the episode before we actually start talking about it. We don't have any messages on the message board this week, but the writer for this episode is Michael R. Perry, who wrote episode 2, the 313, you know, Baby's First Exorcism. And then the director is David Barrett, who hasn't directed any episodes before this point. TV Guide synopsis was, Derek investigates after Biggs sends him video footage of a man who got up and walked away after leaping from a bridge 200 feet high.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
kinda.
Yeah. Content warnings on this one. I mean,
suicide.
Yeah.
Risky people ripping, behavior.
Leaping off a bridge. You know. That's,
yeah. Like, it's in the thing.
Yeah. But I mean, like they do. That's a thing you see happen on it. There's also what seems like kind of a casual sexual assault reference in it. But you would have to kind of know what they're saying to get it, but it's definitely there. I'm not super comfortable with the joke that's made here, but it's kind of obscure. Regardless, it's there. That's all I've got. You ready to start spoiling?
Yep.
All right. So, turns out Biggs, we never knew this guy's name.
Sickanddisgusting.com. We all know and remember that.
Of course we remember that.
Remember that very important figure in the show,
uh-huh.
providing the real vids.
It's interesting. Like, they definitely just, everybody's talking about Biggs. Like, everybody knows Biggs. And, like, I don't even remember them ever saying his name at all.
They might have.
Maybe.
You know, we're not watching, like, the highest quality true. Renderings that of this. True. Love to see this come out on Blu-ray.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, we would. I would buy that.
100%. I hope it comes with a poster.
Uh-huh.
We're going to start this Kickstarter. All right. Kickstart the Kickstarter. What else?
So
we know the sick and disgusting guy's name now.
Yep. And he's emailed Derek a video that...
Like, really early? No, he calls him. Doesn't he call him to... Tell him to look at his email, and it's like really early in the morning.
Yeah.
Probably because the other person doesn't sleep.
Right.
And then.
And Derek doesn't want to open it because he thinks it's obviously a virus. Big sent because, him a virus before.
Yeah. He's just sending those computer viruses. LOL. That very funny.
Right.
So nothing really happened. Well, like, they can't. He's like, I'm not going to open this.
Yeah.
Until he calls Chloe over for his virus check.
Yeah. Which, it occurred to me after, well, okay, so at this moment I was like, why didn't you just call Lon? And then I realized, Lon never appears in this entire episode.
She's not in this episode, but I think she's still in the opening.
Yeah. But it's definitely weird that she's not in it at all.
But not strange considering that there was a hiatus.
Yeah.
So it's possible maybe she had another job at this point where she was showing up to do that. Or she couldn't. I don't know. Hopefully she comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Also, not to mention, Chloe seemingly has left the team and is now back, which is one of the reasons we thought we might be watching the wrong it out of order. But then we were like, did they even address it? We don't know. Yeah.
At this point, we assumed that they just didn't address it and they were just like, we've only got four episodes. Let's just move on. But it's entirely possible they address it in the other episode that we're supposed to have watched. So we'll see next week, I guess, whether they actually addressed it.
Derek is absent-minded enough to not remember how to run this virus check on this video.
Right.
So once Chloe tells him very easily how to do it to the point where, you know, I feel like she was like, why don't you know how to do this?
Yes. You know what just occurred to me? Sorry, if you had, I didn't.
No, go ahead.
How did Derek ever get the site to a point of being able to even hire Lon and Jason?
Adam did.
No, because remember, Jason specifically said Adam didn't have us.
That's weird, because I don't feel like that is true. But well, no, but Adam knows these people and just probably, hey, do you want to do this thing that probably, you know.
Yeah, I guess maybe Lon was with the team. Like, maybe Lon worked for Adam and because she doesn't usually do the field stuff, which is what Jason was talking about. Like, Jason protecting him.
Also, there's a reference to, like, her glow up. that she had, because, you know, in that first episode, she's like all geeky, right, in quotes. And then later on, she's all like, doesn't have glasses on, or like, doesn't wear, I don't know, like.
But that was still all with Derek post Adam.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess Jason does say that. I don't know. I don't know. We may never know. It might be just like that brother in Happy Days. What brother?
Right.
We never had one.
Of course not. Never ever. Never, ever, ever.
So then we get to see the video.
Well, first we see right after Biggs gets off the phone, because Biggs, the phone just sort of hangs up, and then two people.
Oh, yeah. They have like masks.
Yeah.
And they go in to like kidnap / threaten Biggs, because.
Right. And steal the tape.
Which is the tape of the people that did the jump?
Right. So
they say that?
We haven't. No.
We don't know that.
At that point, we hadn't seen the video
yet. So Biggs doesn't know who they are. Right. It's just like seemingly. In all honesty, it seems like a lot of people would be mad at Biggs. So.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But he doesn't know who they are because they have like masks on, and we don't really know what's happening either.
And they managed to take what is apparently the only VHS in Biggs's entire place.
I thought it was the VHS, like the callback to the. Remember, because Derek gave him the tape?
Oh,
you know,
the one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is that the one? The one ring? The one tape ring?
Yeah. Well, he wanted pictures.
The one tape
from
the ring?
He wanted pictures from Derek.
Who doesn't want pictures from Derek? Hey!
I was just thinking about how many VHS tapes I had at this time in my life. And, like, they go into Biggs's, like, super messy place, find one VHS, and they're like, we got it, and leave. Like, you probably want to check that tape. Or maybe you don't. I don't know. But there's a decent chance that's not the right one.
It doesn't matter, because they also take Biggs.
True. They do also take Biggs. Then we see the tape.
Which is the, like, couple. It seems like they're going to do, like, a bungee jump. Mm-hmm. And then the person's, like, it's sort of like a boyfriend and a girlfriend is kind of what you get.
Yeah.
And then a random other person
who
walks by. Mm-hmm. Who's there, and then he's like, I'm gonna do without the, you know, cool thing that makes me stay alive. And, and the girlfriend's like, no, it's too much.
Right.
Don't do it.
Right.
And then he jumps, and then it's awful.
Uh-huh.
And then seemingly he returns to life.
Right. Because he's definitely like laying there still for a while.
Yeah. He looks like he died. He broke all his body, like one would imagine it would happen, and then is seemingly fine.
Mm-hmm. Now, definitely hard to tell on the thing that we were watching, but because I knew Eric Balfour was in this, I did recognize him as the one on the bridge. So it was easier to tell.
Are you sure that's the name?
I'm 100% certain.
And where all other things, I definitely knew this person.
Yeah.
I didn't look anything up, but I just remember being like, that I know that person.
Yeah. See, the thing with Eric Balfour is, like, he's somebody I know of him, but whenever I look him up, it seems to be he was in the first two episodes of Buffy, and he was in, like, an episode of this thing, and he was in this random terrible thing that, you know, I saw once, you know. Like, little things like that. But I'm like, I feel like he was a well-known name at this time.
I don't know if he was well-known name.
I mean, he was recognizable.
I remember him. Because I remember watching this episode, even though I don't remember any details. It's like when you've seen something and you have that deja vu feeling. Mm-hmm. And I just remember, it's weird to remembering something.
Yeah,
but it's like, I definitely knew that person was. And when they were in that episode, it was like, oh, I know who that person is.
Yeah. It's funny. I feel like for a lot of my, for like a long time, I thought of him as being in Buffy.
Uh-huh.
And then we watched all of Buffy, and I think I realized the reason I thought that is because when Buffy the Vampire Slayer first came out, I watched 4 episodes in it of it,
mm-hmm.
which means he was in half of Buffy in my memory. So I remembered him as mm-hmm. being on that show, and it's like, well, yeah, he was in exactly half of what I watched of that show.
Amazing. Your 4 episodes.
Yeah. I never watched the whole thing until you and I watched it as adults. So
we went all out. We watched did. Angel. Uh-huh. I prefer Angel. I'm ready to read your letters. Okay. So, obviously, Derek and Jason go to the bridge to be like, mm-hmm. how did these people do this? It's right. obviously the Twilight period where he's probably dead,
mm-hmm.
but that he was okay momentarily and was walking around conscious and right. then died later.
Right.
And so they were trying to find evidence of that. Mm-hmm. And then they're checking out the scene and there's like that woman walking down right, there right. seemingly like she's like, I love mysteries.
Right.
I'm here. They found a body earlier and I'm here to investigate where it was
right.
as just a regular citizen that's concerned for by the bridge.
Right. Of course. But there's also, in that same time...
Well, I was going to say what you said about, like, finding all those things.
Oh,
because
okay.
the episode jumps back and forth. I'd rather mm-hmm. just, like, finish.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
And because Derek goes to ask her some questions, like, what did the police know? I don't remember why what he says. He's just asking her questions, like, you yeah. know... Hey, I a fellow in bridge enthusiast. And
yeah, we don't really get why
I really do not understand why I would be so weirded out if someone's like, hey, I want to ask you some things about a body.
Well, the thing is, like, she's...
Do you know about the body that was found here? Anyways, she is the local body expert by the bridge, and she's like, they found these syringes. And there was a person here all totally covered in tattoos mm-hmm. and clearly a drug addict because they found these huge syringes. And right. I'm like, that doesn't... Sounds like there was a, like, fertility clinic happening and not that. Uh-huh. But you're like, what do the syringes mean?
Right.
And then we, you know, you can say what you were going to say.
Well, just that, like... I feel like even before they even make it to the bridge, we also see Biggs in this car.
Oh yeah, with the kidnappers reveal themselves.
Yeah, to be weirdly famous Eric Balfour,
and other person.
Yeah, Sweetie is the character.
Okay, but I know this person.
Yeah,
his face. I know this person.
Should we look it up?
Nope.
Okay.
I just feel like these people look familiar to me.
Yeah, I agree.
And they could have just been, you know, faces that were in a lot of things at the time.
Yeah.
And also, I have terrible facial recognition, so who knows? I think everyone looks like everyone else. Uh-huh. Who do I think looks the same? The person that plays... I can't remember... Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds.
And then Captain America. Same looking person.
Chris Evans. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know Chris Pratt looks different, and yep. I know what Chris Pratt looks like, but if you put Chris Pratt with all the other ones, I'm not sure if I would know who is who. I think I do. I think I do know their faces, but just, like, I don't know. Nothing stands out to me about them.
Which is funny, because to me, like,
oh, also that other one that is, like, not Ryan Reynolds, is also another Ryan Gosling, I feel like, also looks like them.
See, okay, so here's what's fascinating to me. While I would never mix any of those 4 up, because I'm very good at recognizing faces, I could see Ryan Reynolds and Chris Evans. I could even... kind of see Ryan Gosling, but Chris Pratt is so, to me, looks so drastically different than the other two that I couldn't see ever mixing them up. But that's me with the way I recognize faces.
I don't think that I would.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he's become the superhero guy, he just kind of gets tossed in there with the other superhero guys.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, all right, you're not Scarlett Johansson. That's all I know. And I know who Mark Ruffalo is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like my, I can kind of use it from a handful of actors that I know.
Right. See, you have the benefit with Mark Ruffalo that the problem with the rest of them, the reason they aren't recognizable is none of them were ever indie darlings.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Mark Ruffalo.
That's kind of why I know Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, he's definitely got more indie darling cred than the rest of them.
And but that's not like, it sounds like some kind of judgment call. It's just like, I just don't know.
That's just a fact. The rest of them are not.
Now we're just totally off on the tangent. Of course.
Has anyone, if anyone has ever listened to any of our podcasts, including this one, they're expecting this. So, but what I was what I was saying was, you know, Eric Balfour, I couldn't tell whether his name was Chapin or Shapin. It sounded like both.
Did you look it up in the IMDb?
At one point, but I didn't write it down, so I don't know. So I'm just going to call him Eric Balfour.
Okay, that's confusing because there's some hockey goalie with that last name. Balfour.
Yes, that sounds correct.
And I think Chicago Blackhawks. Or I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God. At this point, we have to look these things up because we have now crossed so many different things.
Okay,
with
let's
all of this.
Okay. Science. This is the thing where we do technological look up dictionary things. There doesn't need to be a song for it though. I don't know why I did that.
Well, I'm glad there's a song for it. We're keeping it.
I should have workshopped that one for way longer than just singing it out of my soul. My soul song.
No. Okay. So, first of all, Chapin with a C. Eric Balfour's character.
Okay.
Sweetie is played by Paige Moss, who I'm going to say you may have seen in some things, you probably don't know from anything because she was in three episodes of Buffy, one episode of Hercules, one episode of what was I looking at? Seinfeld as Girl.
Okay, all things I watched at the time.
Yeah. There's also later on going to be a sheriff, whose name in this is Sheriff, played by Finn Carter, who I thought looked really familiar. And if we were not watching this on a you know, a YouTube, like a 240p YouTube video of a VHS rip, I would have absolutely recognized as the one of the leads in Tremors. She's the geologist, like who's like the one of the three leads in Tremors.
So not Reba.
Not Reba. Who?
Reba, Las Vegas. Like that. Like everyone must do that, right?
I'm sure somebody has done that before. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Does Reba have a Las Vegas show? She should.
She should. She should.
I mean, it's, I feel like Vegas has like really changed as far as entertainment. Why, like people, you would make jokes, but now I feel like, I mean, Britney Spears can do it. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I would.
And like Celine Dion has a show. I don't know. It just seems like cool. Like, it's kind of cool. Like, you can go and just see those people like there. That was kind of neat.
Yeah.
Because how many, it's really hard to go see concerts and things. And that would be a way for people to be able to see them. I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Sorry. Ed Belfour. Not Belfour.
Yeah, Belfour.
Played for Chicago Blackhawks, San Jose Sharks, Dallas Stars, the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Florida Panthers. So from 1989 to 2008. So absolutely in the time frame that you would have been watching hockey and would know him.
Oh yeah, I know.
So yes.
Yeah, I knew.
Yeah. I was just confirming for the listeners. So yes. It's very similar name. But anyway, I feel like we are like 3 minutes into this episode. So basically,
no, we've done so much of the episode. It just, a lot happens at the beginning.
Yeah, because the thing that we see is Biggs in the car with Eric Belfour and Sweetie, and they're like speeding around in this car, and there's like a guy handcuffed to some barrels, and they keep speeding right at him and then swerving out so they don't actually hit him. Over and over. I'm not sure if they ever actually hit him or who this guy actually is. I assumed at the beginning he was the third guy on the video.
I did too.
But he's not. He's just some guy who...
The third guy is with the coroner.
Yes.
When they go... Because when they talk to the bridge lady, mm-hmm. they... it sounds like... It's like
a troll.
Yeah.
I heard the cops found a body. If you answer my riddles, I'll tell you where to find them.
The guy didn't answer the riddle correctly.
Yep.
All right, so...
Eric Belfour did. That's why he survived that jump.
Jumped right into the mouth of the, like, bridge troll.
Very soft.
Okay, hey. So they go to the local coroner. They're like, we love going there.
Right.
And they really just say why they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that he's going to maybe have a bad reaction, like, get mm-hmm. out of here. And he's like, oh, wow, it's so kind that you're taking an interest in me.
Yep.
Come look at this exploded heart I found. I can show you these things because we're among enthusiasts mm-hmm. of the dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
What?
I thought this doctor looked really familiar.
Yeah?
And he played the doctor in Reanimator.
Oh!
Which reminds me of something we never brought up. I don't think we ever talked about this
okay.
in the Harbingers episode. I don't think we ever mentioned the fact that the author guy in the Harbingers
uh-huh.
was played by the tall man from the Phantasm series.
What? It was? Wait,
yes,
I don't think I knew
that.
I
never said this. I keep forgetting to bring this
up. Oh my gosh, it's so important.
I know. They got the guy. When you think of Phantasm, there's like the glowing ball and the old tall
Who
man.
Who thinks of Phantasm?
People who watch Freaky Links.
Okay, yeah.
So, they got that guy to play the author in The Harbingers, and the coroner in this is the guy who played the doctor in Reanimator and Bride of Reanimator. But I knew he looked familiar, and I could not pick up why. And they get the geologist from Tremors to play the sheriff in this. I'm... really enjoying just the grouping of people that they keep
Not to mention the goalie from the Chicago Blackhawks.
Right.
Usually your first choice is like Luke Robitaille. It's in everything.
Mm-hmm. Or,
oh.
You're going to be real sad that I forgot.
Mike Madonna!
I forgot Mike Madonna's name. I'm sorry. I know.
Thought anyway. You were a farmer. Okay.
So, coroner's investigating how this guy died, and it turns out he just got so scared his heart exploded.
Yep.
Meanwhile,
Chloe's breaking into Biggs's place
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. to because Biggs isn't answering the phone.
Right.
And she needs to get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
And also is looking up the address, like,
yeah.
of, I don't understand. I guess they sent him the video. They sent Biggs the video.
This is a strange thing because Biggs has a package
mm-hmm.
that had the tape in it, which we know because it has a note that says, like, this tape will blow you away or whatever. The address label, she peels the address label up and it has a different address label under it.
Like, they reuse it?
I guess, but...
But also, why go back and steal it?
Yeah.
Who sent it? And also, I think the reason they're kidnapping him is because they don't care.
Yeah.
Because seemingly they can't die.
I guess that would explain why they knew where the tape was. They sent it to him because he's the guy who does sickanddisgusting.com.
And they wanted to kidnap someone and impress them.
Yeah. And really scare him, because he's a guy who seemingly doesn't get scared by stuff everybody gets scared by. So they sent it to a guy who's gonna that
when you're sitting at your desk at the computer, I'm not saying you're not getting scared, but mm-hmm. you control your things that you look at. So
right,
there's probably like a mental space,
right?
The Absolutely. Like sick and disgusted mental state right. he's in, and is like listening to his, like, yelly music.
Right.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, we do. It's either Soulfly, Amen, or Fear Factory, because those are the bands.
It's all of them.
Anyway, so they go to the address for where, like, the tape was sent from. Mm-hmm. I do like this moment when Chloe's trying to explain it, and Derek's like, "You broke into Biggs' place?" Like, there's like
yeah, and like Jason is like super impressed, and they like high five yeah. over it because, you know.
Yeah. Because it's Chloe.
It's Chloe.
And like she's trying so hard to justify it, but like, she broke into Biggs' place, which mm-hmm. is
which is strange. I thought like Biggs lived with his mom.
He does, but she goes in the back. He has like a sliding glass door thing, and she goes in that way, which would bypass the interaction with Biggs' mom. Maybe Biggs' mom isn't home.
Okay.
So yeah, they go to the place, they find a trailer, and find a what looks like a meth lab, but they've got some like...
Well, now I know what they're doing. They're cooking some joy juice.
Right, yes. Yes, we will learn that they're cooking up some joy juice, but they don't. All they see is, like, a bunch of weird lab stuff and some Russian stuff.
Well, and then it explodes.
Yeah, because Eric Balfour is just like, "Oh, you're here. Let me shoot these propane tanks and explode the entire trailer."
But that was bad for them.
Yeah, it's their own place, but that's his... You know what? It's almost like he doesn't make the best choices.
Then... Oh, this sheriff who yeah. I just wrote as weird cop.
Yep, yep.
Who is just like, "Who are you? I don't know who you are. You're arrested."
Yeah, because Derek gets like taken away, but Jason is left behind.
Yeah. So Derek gets kidnapped by the people that did the jump and also kidnapped Biggs.
Yep.
And then the cop shows up to be like my friend and seemingly is probably in this house that possibly got he knows that he got taken, yeah. right? But he's like, "This house got blown up and my friend yeah. got kidnapped."
Yeah. And they're like, "Did you see him take..." Like, this is a very weird moment because the cop's like, "Did you see him get taken?" He's like, "No." And she's like, "So he's missing, and how long has he been gone?" It's like, "Well, he just left." Well, then he's not missing. It's got to be 48 hours. That's not how that works. Like, TV shows love to do this, but that's not how this ever works. If somebody was with you, and then they're gone and somebody shot at
you. Well, it's nice when the small town cop just does nothing. The small town sheriff does nothing. Anyways, so...
Now we can see the thing that we've seen, that I've seen 1,000 times every time I search for Freaky Links on YouTube.
Which is just like Derek.
Tied up and naked. I swear I have seen this thumbnail more than literally any other thing when searching for Freaky Links on YouTube. This is always the thumbnail that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And finally we saw it. We saw him tied up and naked.
Where did they take him?
You remember
empty warehouse?
You remember in Still I Rise when it became clear that there are just empty warehouses everywhere that people can just go to all the time whenever they want?
Oh, yeah, okay. So,
Well, actually, I think this is their...
It looks like a kitchen.
I think they have... They seem to have access to just some big garage-type thing that they can just access because they've been clearly using this for a while.
Yeah, so it's their other place.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy the questioning that happens here, where Derek starts talking about himself.
Yeah, he's just very...
He just, like, blurts out that he's a Scorpio and that his favorite color is burnt sienna. Like, okay.
Yeah. I do enjoy... Burnt sienna is a choice.
It is a choice. I'm into it.
Yeah.
That's more... You know, Scorpio.
Hey, Scorpios. Thanks for listening. If there are any Scorpios listening.
No, thanks.
We know statistically you're most likely to be a serial killer, but thank you for listening anyway. That's true. That's a fact. That is a fact. There's like...
I was going to say, what I know about Scorpios is that they're super smart.
Exactly.
Like... incredibly smart,
but
make terrible choices.
Like I said. Anyway.
Anyways, you know what? That couple is saying to Derek Barnes, prove you're a freak. Show me how freaky you are, even though you're tied up and naked. And they're like, tell us about...
Nope.
No?
Hold on. This is the spoiler. So.
Oh!
This is the spoiler.
We can't talk about this?
We can't.
This is the best part! Okay. So, we won't talk about it. We have to talk about it.
Okay. First of all, they're like, tell us something freaky. This is a thing I really enjoy. When he says, freakosity is a vast subject. Like, that's a good... Freakosity is a very vast subject. Like, what a line. But this is the thing. We're not... I don't want to say what he says in this. I feel like we can talk about it next week. But this is the moment when they spoil the
okay, well, episode. they're like, that sounds scary. But you know what? We're going to put you in the car. And then we're going to take our joy juice and run into a tree. Hope you're ready for it our something scary. Things about to be messed up. Okay, I want to say that I love Derek's, like, I know we're kind of jumping, but like when they like do this car crash, which is scary, but his reaction is, whoa, that was so cool and amazing. How did you do this?
Yeah.
But also, they, like, are pumping, what, weird drugs into their hearts?
Yeah, they stab the... So, the thing is, this looked actually kind of familiar to me in a way, because this looks like the scene... There's a scene in Pulp Fiction where they're getting in... They have been, you know... Someone, spoilers for Pulp Fiction, I guess, gets stabbed with a syringe full of adrenaline. And it looks very similar to this. Just a giant syringe stabs straight through their sternum. Which, here's the thing with that. Like, even if that is how you do it, which seems wild as a way to do it, you're gonna... break your sternum.
Well, this is the thing, is that this do you not feel pain with the joy juice stuff? Because I guess not, because you're, but I would feel like you would just like wake up and be, have all those broken bones.
Well, I think the whole point of it is that like you don't actually damage your body, because the thing is, like, Sweetie goes through the windshield when they hit this pole. Like, you know, Eric Balfour, Chapin, you know, is clearly like folded over the steering wheel. They buckled Derek in because they didn't give him the stuff, but like they are both in situations where you would be dead. So I have to assume it prevents you from taking the bodily damage, but you're still, before that happens, having a needle stabbed through your sternum, which is a real thick piece of bone.
Yeah. No, I'm just letting you talk, because I have no clue. How to body?
So one thing I was wondering about when Derek jumps out and he's just like, that's the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Isn't he?
Is he being serious? Or is he like, this is a thing these people are into, so I'm going to,
he's
like...
He's being serious.
Okay. Part of me thought, like, maybe he's playing along.
He's being serious.
He's probably being serious. You're right. He was so pumped to get, like, kidnapped by the undead. Of course he's being serious. You're right. I don't know why I even questioned it. Yeah, of course he's being serious.
So we also see that... So Chloe is with Jason now?
Yeah, Chloe's with Jason.
And they're with the coroner person?
Yes. Yeah.
Who, okay, so we find out about the tattoo guy who is, like, a bad person,
yeah.
Bad criminal.
Likely a,
like,
serial killer.
Like, yes.
Yeah. And the coroner's just, like, kind of excited, as in the way that he can be, about having weighed his organs.
Because, yeah, that was strange.
Because all coroners are obviously just creepy weirdos.
Yes.
You can't not be. If
no,
you're in...
that is not true.
Yeah. I'm saying in fiction.
In, like, TV shows, often, yes.
Like, I'm honestly surprised they didn't have him eating a sandwich. Because things like this love having coroners just casually eating around dead bodies.
They do. To that. So, they do love that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is when things get wild?
Yeah, they get real freaky.
I'm not totally sure. Like, how does everyone, like, get together? Because, like, Chloe... So, like, Chloe and Jason end up kidnapped.
Well, okay, so the way this works...
Is Jason kidnapped, actually?
I can lay out the sequence of events that happens here. So... They're at the coroner. They get this information about this guy. They find out this guy's address.
Oh, we should also bring up, we find out how they get the special Stay Alive juice.
Right. That's where I was.
Which is from, like, the Russian, some Russian drug dealer.
Right.
And it's called, like, necromorphine.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. But that happens much later. So here's the direction it goes. We see Derek back in, like, the warehouse area. He's handcuffed to a wheelchair. We get Chloe and Jason at the coroner finding out the information about the serial killer guy. They get his address and find out his known associates. They call the cop and they're headed in that direction. Jump back to the garage area where Derek is tied up, or is, like, handcuffed to a wheelchair, even though he's, like, kind of being on their side. They're like, we need to be sure. Let's try one more thing. That's when we get the moment where Biggs is in the, like, Saw Until Dawn machine, where, like, he's tied up and over a bowl of scorpions.
Oh, yeah, but they also have... Isn't this when they bring Derek in to, like, play the game?
Right, that's the thing. Derek's in the room, and then they, handcuffed to a wheelchair, and they reveal Biggs in this, like, thing suspended over the scorpions. Chloe and Jason are on their way when this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they tell Derek he's got to play this game that's, like, you know, the ball tilt game, the thing where, you know, you got to go through a maze with a ball so it doesn't fall down the hole. And if he, each time he does
until
it,
the finish
right.
hole.
Right. And then if he fails three times, Biggs is getting lowered into these scorpions.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And will die.
So Sweetie keeps like.
Yeah. She immediately drops the first ball like right into a hole. And Derek's like, I didn't get her a chance. Like, too bad. Lowers Biggs.
Anyways. Oh, they're not there yet.
They're not there yet. They're on their way while Derek's playing this game.
So, go ahead.
And then Sweetie messes up the second ball, and now he's, like, trying to do the third one with Biggs screaming at him to save him, and all the, it's like, dude, shut up. Like, oh my god, this is stressing me out so much, because...
Yeah, if you've ever watched a Let's Play video with, like, two people, and one's just, you're just like, you gotta be quiet, you cannot talk, you have to be quiet.
There is a certain point where it's just like... You constantly telling me how important it is to succeed is not helping me succeed. Like, you need to stop yelling at me to succeed or I will fail and you will die. Like, please stop. And yeah, he manages to pull it off. I guess they're gonna... Okay, there's a thing. I haven't written they were gonna stab Derek right as Jason and Chloe show up. I don't remember why they were gonna stab him. Well, that's what I have. That's what happens.
And then the sheriff is there too, right?
Right. So basically, Chloe and Jason are talking about how the, like, should we wait for the cops or whatever? And Eric Balfour is like, funny, I don't remember inviting any cops, and like kidnaps them, ties them up, and then the cop shows up.
Oh, yeah, because they pull up to the house.
Right.
Or wherever they are, right. Seemingly. And. Yeah, and then they all end up kidnapped.
Right. And the sheriff comes in all on her own. She's in the dark room, and she sees a person and a shadow of a gun, and, like, she fires, and Derek is shot a bunch of times. She shoots Derek a bunch of times. And he's definitely dead.
He's super dead. Definitely. And then it's the end of the show.
Yeah. That was credits. No, not really.
That's the last episode.
Of course, not really.
The last three episodes are just like Lon and Chloe going on dates. And actually running for you links in a way that makes sense.
That would be amazing. Like, that would be an amazing ending if there were like two full episodes that were the last episode and Derek's just dead and it's just like, you know, they're Chloe and Lon making like logical choices about how to investigate the things in a safe manner. And there's very little drama. It's just them like doing an intelligent running of a show, like, or of a website.
What's that like?
Anyway, so then that's when everybody's tied up. That's when we find everybody except Derek. And obviously, Eric Balfour and Sweetie. And that's when Chloe says the thing about the necromorphin. And where it's the, like, what your body, like, secretes in order to, like, survive dangerous situations. Like, when it feels scared. So it's how it sort of, like, protects itself in that moment. And they're draining it from people by making them feel scared.
Oh,
to
yeah.
To make the joy juice. But if you drain it from people, then they die. Which, like, seems weird. Like, that's just... That's gonna just go... It's not like if you have a chemical like that, whatever hormone your body's making when you're scared doesn't just, like... It's not like you have a limited amount.
Do you
and
not...
And if it gets drained, that, like...
Do you not...
It sucks back up in your necromorphin sponge. In order to, like...
I have to go every month to get more.
But that's what they say. So Chloe's like telling them to just not let themselves be scared. Just stay in their happy place. And don't be scared. And then they won't get all your necromorphin. You get to E on your necromorphin gauge, you're dead. So save some of it. You know, or you're out of scared juice. and you die.
But yeah, I guess this is when they decide. I guess Derek might be playing along here because
at
here
this point,
he definitely is because they're like, here, we're going to take you to the dairy bar.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they do the thing with Derek, right? Well, no, he took it before.
So he had been given the joy juice before he got shot. That's how he survived. And
then
he's like, that was amazing. And he's like, at this point, he's definitely playing along.
And they're going to go leave.
Yeah.
And then he does this weird thing with Chloe where he, like, kisses her, and you're like, what the heck is even happening?
In a very aggressive and, like, not cool way.
But then you find out that he has passed the keys to Chloe through this kiss.
Right.
Which, weird, but hey.
Yeah.
It works, and also I like it because it totally seems like something a woman would do to a man in a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that the man is sort of like doing it, but it does come across as very like aggressive and strange.
I think because it feels very much like the monstrously aggressive dude thing to do.
Uh-huh.
And so it feels like it feels right that Derek, if he's with them, if he's into this, like really aggressive adrenaline junkie kind of thing that they're doing, yeah, it feels like a thing he would do. So even just doing it to play along, it makes sense. Like, I thought, before I even realized he had done it to, like, pass this handcuff key to them, I was like, okay, this... I don't like this moment, but this feels like what you would do in this moment.
Well, we find out, I mean, it's not soon after where we find out what actually happened.
Right.
And like, you know, like we see Derek, they're all in the car and then they like, you know, sweetie's got to like go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So they all like, they're very trusting of Derek.
Yeah. Well, it's sweetie wants out, but she
doesn't know. Sweetie has this conversation with Derek about how, they're kind of have this moment together where it's like, she doesn't want to keep doing it anymore.
But she doesn't know how. So I think when she says she has to pee and they pull over and then, you know, Chapin goes with her, she's pulling him away.
On purpose?
I think she's working with Derek. She gives him the handcuff key. I think she gives him the handcuff key so he can do the thing to get slip it to Chloe.
Okay, so Derek like dumps the joy juice out and then fills them up with water.
Yeah.
Then they're going back to the same exact bridge.
Yep.
To pull off this big heist, which I think that was probably what they were trying to do before.
Yeah, so this is interesting. Well, I think this was a test. I think the jumping off the bridge was originally a test to make sure they could survive it as part of this heist plan.
Oh, so yeah, there's armored car that goes past.
Which was actually set up earlier in the episode, because Derek is almost hit by a armored car earlier in the episode when they're investigating it.
It has two people in it.
And an armored car. Because the whole thing is like there's a casino on one side of this bridge and a bank on the other side, and like this armored car always carries.
But you can only bring two people inside, and if the goat will eat the like the hay or whatever, and sweetie's gonna eat Ed Belfour.
Ed Belfour. Yes. Sweetie's going to eat former Dallas Stars goalie Ed Belfour, who is the driver of this truck, if Ed Belfour doesn't eat the goat first. I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay. I had already abandoned the joke and run away from it. They take the juice, and Derek warns them that it's not that.
Right.
And only Derek has taken it, which is great, since he gets hit again.
Yeah, they throw him in front of a truck. Well, Eric Belfour throws him in front of a truck, driven by Ed Belfour. Quite the like connection here. And the thing that so there's a couple of moments in this that I want to talk about.
Okay, the part about where they're moving to Pittsburgh.
No, though that is interesting to me that they say they want to. They're talking about moving to Pittsburgh because it's the most livable city in America. Is definitely interesting to me. I looked that up. If it was 20 years ago, it is not today.
What does that mean? The most livable? Is that what they said?
That's what they said. That refers to things like...
I thought they said liberal.
No, they said livable.
What does that even mean?
It means... That's what I was about to say. Is it's referring to things like... you know, public transportation and access to... like schools and medical facilities and things like that, like cost of living versus the salary, you know, average salary, those sorts of things.
What about the real things like Dunkin' Donuts?
I mean, I think there are elements.
Red Sox fans.
Okay, if you're going by that, then obviously it's Boston, but it is not Boston. If you stab a thing into your heart that makes your body so strong that it can survive being hit by an armored truck, does that not feel any different than stabbing a syringe full of water into your heart? That feels exactly the same. Like, there's no difference?
No, because if it feels... They did this trial a long time ago. 1966 where they, you know, they did the joy juice and then they did water. Then they did Gatorade and to see like who was strongest and performed the best.
I see.
Yeah.
Interesting. I was not aware of that. I should look into that. I'm very curious.
Yeah.
The other thing that I really like, and I feel like only works because of the particular time frame of this show, is they call Derek, sorry, Chloe and Jason and the sheriff call, and Biggs call Derek.
The sheriff.
They don't. Yeah. She doesn't have a name. She's just
the sheriff. I know, but it's just funny to be like, the sheriff.
Yeah. They call Derek, and because the phone rings, they're able to figure out the general area where they are because they're just putting up cell phone towers along the road now, so there's only certain areas where he would get a signal. And so they're able to figure out that he's got to be near that bridge again because that stretch of that highway has cell phone towers. And if he was anywhere else in the area, it wouldn't have them.
Huh.
And I think it's like, what a very specific time.
Now we have 5G.
Like, that just is such only works because of when the show came out. Where any earlier it wouldn't have had it, and any later you would assume it would. And it's like, I just think that's a really interesting thing to keep and to work with in this, that like, yeah, it would have to be in this area.
Also, I'm pretty sure that cell phone thing is not like, you can't use that in like court cases and stuff. It's not, which is not to say you can't use it when you're trying to chase down some people making joy juice. So it works. They're like, it's probably the bridge. Because Jason's like, it's probably the bridge where they keep going over and over.
Right. I mean, there's a major difference between this is the only area where you could get a signal and this is the cell tower that it pinged to, so obviously it was closest to there. Like, those are two drastically different things. And so, yeah, I'm with you. Like, if they were trying to use this as, like, evidence in a court case, obviously it would never be accepted as evidence. obviously. But it works in this case, because it's the only area she knows exactly where there are signals, so you can find them.
Yeah, everyone Everyone knows about the signals.
Everyone knows about the signals.
So, guess who's jumping all off the bridge again to escape being arrested?
And yeah. Sweetie. Derek's trying so hard to stop them. Like, you will die. I switched the things. You will die.
Derek already used his life to get hit by the armored car.
Yeah. I am curious, like...
He can't Pippi Longstocking away like a helicopter or anything.
I am curious, like, would the joy juice have protected him from a jump? He just got hit. Think he'd still have...
It's one use. It's one use. That's how the fear works. Fear juice works. One life.
Very limited.
I don't understand. Yeah. Once you put it in, don't you? Why would you have to keep doing it?
I mean, similarly to how you wouldn't continue to feel like you don't constantly feel scared, so you wouldn't constantly have a thing in
Okay. Maybe talk about yourself. All right.
You don't necessarily constantly sense a direct threat to your life coming at you right now, as opposed to a general fear all the time, is all I'm saying. What I'm saying is there are...
Yeah, but how do we know how the joy juice works? We don't have the science.
This is what I'm saying. This is all I'm saying, is that we don't know.
Okay, well, bye, sweetie.
Yeah.
I don't know if Sweetie did it because the boyfriend had already made the plunge.
Yeah. We know he...
She probably would have had to go to jail. She probably would have been going to jail.
Absolutely, yes. She would have gone to jail because we know she was involved in these murders.
And also, what happens to Biggs? To get him out?
Yeah, because he was with everybody else. He was with Chloe and Jason and the sheriff.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was tied up with all of them.
Yeah.
At the end. When they were, or before, you know, before Chloe unlocks everybody. He's with all of them, so he's fine. But, yeah, Sweetie absolutely would have ended up in prison, but, like, this is sort of a weird moment because, like, it's sort of, like, explained, the guy jumping, you know, Eric Balfour jumping is explained in sort of vaguely, he's crazy. You know,
yeah, which
I don't love. But then Sweetie is just sort of like, me too, not crazy, but basically like, I have to go too. This is an upsetting moment to me. Like, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. There was like seemingly no reason to do this.
Yeah. I mean, she seems to be knowingly committing suicide in this moment.
Well, I think one of the points that she made is, like, once you do joy juice, like, once you've died and then come back to, like, what do you have to, like, live for? And I think, like, it was sort of like, eh?
Yeah.
Eh?
I
know. But I'm also like, you seem pretty young there.
Mm-hmm.
You can... Stop being Sweetie and be someone else for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, this is a pretty, heavy ending on this.
Was there any, like, there wasn't, like, any summary at the end or anything, was there?
No. That's
the thing. It just kind of happens. This episode just kind of happens.
It just happens. We don't ever see anything that implies, like, the site, you know, like anything happening with the site, any story being posted, any, you know.
Well, how can they do the thing? Lon isn't there.
Right.
And
yeah,
Chloe's gonna have to do it, and she was tied up, so they gotta wait until they're all home.
Yeah.
We also didn't talk about how Derek was eating cereal with, like, soda or beer or something.
I think it's a soda. Yeah, he definitely opens a can of something and pours it over a bowl.
I would just prefer to have dry cereal.
Yeah, you're not Derek Barnes.
Yeah. I gotta take that joy juice so I can take more risks.
Clearly. It's like soda in your cereal.
Yes. So, predictions? Any? We don't know. We don't know what the... I feel like...
I got a prediction about the next episode we're going to do. But I'm not going to say it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I'm curious. I think Adam's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
He's been taking joy juice. And he'll probably show up in the last episode.
Yeah, I mean, none of my predictions have changed for...
So, how many episodes are left? Four?
There are 3 episodes left.
Ugh. Okay.
Last week's episode.
So there'll be, okay, so there's going to be one more goofy episode and then like 2 maybe serious episodes or maybe just 1 serious episode.
I think there's going to be 2 purely episodic kind of standalone episodes. Well, no. I would not be surprised to find that the next episode features some things that connect it to the previous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some plot relevant thing.
Oh, to this episode that we just watched.
No, like to the previous 9.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Because it was supposed to have been before this one.
Yes.
But
the
is
real
mostly,
10.
But is most, I think that one's going to be mostly Monster of the Week, episodic, it doesn't affect the plot much.
Uh-huh.
With something that ties it to it. I bet 12 is also going to be a mostly purely episodic.
And 13's going to be...
13's going to wrap it all up.
All right. All right. They're going to find Adam. They're mm-hmm. going to hold hands and walk into the sunlight. The sunlight. The sun.
The
sunset. The
sunset at sunrise streams. Sunrise at sunset streams. I don't know.
One of those.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying...
Curtain. Curtain closed.
Finn. The last episode is all in black and white.
Yes, and in the ocean.
Perfect. Excellent.
That's why there's Finn. Like, I thought you...
I did not get that. I did not get why you were saying that. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
I don't know. Like, this episode didn't have as much as our freaky loving things that mm-hmm. I loved about past episodes, mm-hmm. which I understand is different because of the hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
also, it was by the guy who did episode 2, which I feel like I was less into than the later ones.
Yeah. So. I'm excited. I'm always excited to see the next week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, this show holds a special place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That will never be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So, follow your hearts, freaks.
All right, thank you. And with that, Barnes out. A Different Direction is a TGIFRK production. You can contact the podcast at diffdirectionpod on Twitter or email us at differentdirection@tgifrk.com. You can also find information about everything that TGIFRK produces by following us at TGIFRK on Twitter. Thanks for listening.